When you think about Thanksgiving last year, and every year prior, it begins to hit you, the new world we've stepped into. We're not going to be gathering with family and friends. We can't shop like we used to. I mean, who's going to eat the food? Is this the year we give up cooking? Or just make a chicken? I mean, you're probably vegan or vegetarian by now anyway. I had to consult Kapi'olani Community College chef instructor, your friend and mine, Grant Sato, on this.
You can't have Thanksgiving without a turkey noy. Come on.
Okay.
Everybody in Hawaii looks forward to turkey on Thanksgiving. So I think that the turkey is a must.
Should you take out for a small group?
That would be recommended. But right now, whoever had affordable / great deal turkeys to go are sold out. Only the ones that are super crazy expensive are left available. I don't think people want to spend $450 on a turkey to go for four people. That's the price point that's left that's still available for purchase. So
you're so
it's
real.
It's true, right?
Try the turkey at home then, huh? Even if it's just
try
five
the turkey
of you.
At home. But think about what you're going to do with the extras, and that should dictate your shopping.
Okay.
For my family and I, this small gathering, I'm thinking when we pack leftovers, how can I make the leftovers run farther and be more of a delight, so to speak, when we reheat them? So can we think about something that makes it easier for you to rethermalize or reheat or enjoy?
So you're going to make a bento?
No. What I'm planning to do is I'm planning to purchase small bread rolls, a few frozen sheets of puff pastry, and I'm also purchasing some chia seeds and coconut milk. Okay, so here's the thought. Once Thanksgiving dinner is over and we know we have all these leftovers, I am planning to take the leftover gravy, turkey, and whatever vegetables we have. I'm going to hollow out a bread bowl and throw some in that bread bowl, top it with cheese, and then wrap it in foil so that when they go home, they can pop it in the oven and have like a turkey bread bowl. Or I'm going to get them these little aluminum loaf pans, line it with puff pastry, put the turkey, put the gravy, put the vegetables, put the mashed potato on top, and make it like a pseudo pot pie / shepherd's pie that they can just pop in the oven and reheat the next day.
Oh, that sounds good. Right. Would you chop all the stuff up?
Oh, yeah. That's how I'm going to pack it. So they don't have all these, you know, containers to take home unless they want it for like a sandwich or something else, which of course, you know, that can be done. And then I know this sounds weird. You know, chia seeds have been so popular lately. I get plastic cups and I put the chia seed into the plastic cups with coconut milk. And then I drop in chunks of stuff in there, like either fresh fruit, cranberry sauce, or little scoops of pumpkin pie filling, put in the refrigerator. So it makes like a chia seed pudding. And then you get chunks of either cranberry sauce or just the pumpkin pie filling or, you know, things like that in that coconut milk chia seed pudding. I know it sounds weird, but you know what? It's really good.
Chia seeds are so weird. When you put water in them, right, they emit this gelatinous thing in there.
Right, but it's like eating it's like eating tapioca.
And augmenting it. Okay.
Right. Yeah, and so when you're packing things to go, instead of just a traditional, I'm just going to put in a container and, you know, do what you do when you go home. It's more of a pre-thought out, like, okay, well, I'm going to do this and this is how you're going to take it home. And you don't really have to do anything except heat it up.
Do I have to cook that, bake that puff pastry before I put the stuff into it?
Nope. You can put it in as is.
Is there possibly just one side that you think could really spark up a Thanksgiving dinner?
Okay. There's been all this talk about being sustainable. Two of the items that are sustainable right now that are grown locally are corn or ulu, and they make really great side dishes. Mexican street corn has been like crazy popular all over the place.
Okay, that's where you just kind of have like chilies and cotija cheese on the outside, right?
You can actually melt butter in a saute pan, add in some ground cumin, ground oregano, go ahead and put a little paprika in there, and then you can have this flavored butter that you could pour over like pieces of corn on the cob, pop it in the oven or the broiler. You can sprinkle on some grated or crumbled cotija cheese on it And because the corn is hot, the cotija cheese will melt into the corn. And then you have this buttery, you know, Tex-Mex flavored hot corn with this beautiful melted cheese on it.
Oh, yum.
That same flavoring goes really well on ulu. So whether the ulu was steamed or maybe it was cubed and it was tossed in this flavored butter and then baked in the oven, or baked in the oven cubed, and then once it was nice and soft and sort of crispy on the outside, it was tossed in this flavored butter and then sprinkled with the cheese. So you'd have this Mexican grilled corn flavored, you know, baked ulu. Because we've actually done this in class. The kids went crazy over it.
I love it, Grant. Thanks so much. And
did you see that report that showed all the United States' most popular side dish for Thanksgiving?
No, I didn't.
It came out in USA Today. You know what Hawaii's favorite side dish was? It's so ridiculous. Turkey gravy.
Huh?
Hawaii people are so into their gravy and sauce. Other states had things like, you know, green bean casserole, macaroni and cheese. Hawaii was the only state that actually had turkey gravy as the most important side dish.
Chef Grant Sato teaches at KCC. He said, make plenty gravy and throw the carcass into a pot for Jook. You can see Grant Sato's food on Instagram.